Before I leave these studies on what Jesus said about some of the things in the Bible, what did Jesus say about the devil? The devil is referred to by the name of Beelzebub. That word is used 7 times in the Bible. One time in the Old Testament, he's referred to as Lucifer. And in the book of Job, 4 times he's referred to as Satan. Total number of 49 times in the Bible, he is called Satan. The word dragon appears 18 times in the Bible. Many times it refers to the devil. In the book of Revelations, chapter 12 and verse 9 reads like this, "And the old dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And then I read in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 2, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years." Serpent, that word is used 28 times, and many times it refers to the devil himself. In the Old Testament, he was referred to one time as Lucifer, but usually he was called the adversary, the tempter, the accuser. He is known by many titles. He was referred to in the garden as the serpent, which was the most subtle of all of God's creatures. That word subtle means cunning. Paul warns us to be aware of the wiles of the devil. He is a crafty soul, he is. The first time in the New Testament that we come upon this word devil is in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says that Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That's where I get that saying, Spirit led and devil tempted. Anytime you are being led by the Spirit, you can know that you're going to be tempted by the devil. In that same chapter, Matthew chapter 4, the devil takes him up on an exceedingly high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he says to Jesus, "All of these things I will give you if you will bow down and worship me, for they have been given to me to give to whoever I want to." The devil lied to Jesus right to his face. No wonder Jesus said he was a liar from the beginning and the father of lies. No one had ever given the kingdoms of this earth to the devil. The devil is not the ruler over this earth. God himself is the ruler over the whole universe, and that would include planet Earth. I know I've heard preachers say that Jesus didn't rebuke him for saying that. That doesn't mean that what the devil told him was true. Jesus just didn't argue with him. You're wasting your time if you're trying to argue with the devil. In fact, the best thing you can do is to resist him, and he'll flee from you and draw nigh unto God, and God will draw nigh unto you. So what did Jesus tell us about the devil? Well, we know, according to our Lord's teaching, that the devil has a kingdom, and he is not a king. He is a prince. We know also that the devil is a father, because he does have children. Jesus told some of the Pharisees, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. In order to get a full picture of Satan, you've got to read the entire Bible. Jesus doesn't tell us a lot about him, except that he is a father, and that he has a kingdom, and that he is an accuser of the brethren. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.